from the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the world via our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Be sure to pick up the podcast. You can do it there if you'd like. If you miss any part of this show or any part of the other shows from, I don't know how many years and years and years of podcasts are on that. But you can go back a long, long ways and pick up some old shows or just keep right up to date with us here. And that is all absolutely free. Again, wildmichiganradio.com, a podcast link on the front of our website. And you can pick up links to our friends at Not Just Guns, Cedar Street at 127 in Mason for all of your everyday carry or your shooting sports needs. They will have all that. Plus, lots of great stuff, accessories, knives, optics, lots of ammunition as well. NotJustGuns.com in Mason, Michigan on Cedar Street right near 127, the entrance to that highway taking you south or north, whichever one you were going to go. And also our friends at Conquest Sense, makers of Evercalm and the VS1 Sense in a Stick. Great Michigan companies helping us go forward here. March 26th is going to be a big, big day for the Commemorative Bucks of Michigan because this is when their annual fundraiser banquet will be, and this is going to be probably the biggest one that we've been a part of since I've known these guys, and I've known these guys a long time, been able to hunt with a lot of them, hang out with a lot of them. They're good friends and some good people who do the measuring of the bear, deer, elk, and turkey in the state of Michigan for the Commemorative Bucks of Michigan for the record books. The stuff that these guys do, man, is without question fantastic work. And my good friend Martin Hollern is joining us right now. Marty is with CBM. And buddy, how are you? It's been a long time since you guys have had a banquet. The past couple of years we've had to cancel due to pandemic, but this is coming back in a big way.
It is, and we're really excited. We just have so much nice stuff to have at the banquet. We finally even got back into the shows, doing some shows this winter, and this banquet's gonna be really good, and we have a lot of people. We're excited.
Now, normally this has been held at the Hawk Hollow there in East Lansing, but you've stepped it up to a different location, more central to the Great Lakes State. You're going to be in Mount Pleasant at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. And you've had to already expand the area, the footprint of this event, because of the amount of interest that it's had.
Yeah, it's, there was a scheduling conflict, here in the Lansing area. So we thought we'd move it up there. And, we booked for two rooms going off the size that we've had pretty much before. And a couple of weeks ago, I had to call and ask, how many people can we get in? Because we've had just great response from it.
Now, you've gone, you pretty much sold out the initial number, but you've expanded it to how many more people?
We added another 100. We booked it for 250, and I guess they have two rooms that open up, and they had a third room that we weren't going to use, but then they said we could go up to 350 if we open up that third room. So we did that, and we're over 300 now. So I think of last night, we had like 47 seats available. So,
man, I got to admit, that's fantastic because, look, I've attended quite a few of these, and it's a great event with great food and great people, lots of raffles, lots of games to be played. And, and this all goes to keep you guys going. I mean, you're a self-funded organization that does, you guys do the scoring for like the whitetail, the bear, the elk, and the turkey here in Michigan.
Correct. And this is our main, fundraiser for that. We are the official record keepers for the state of Michigan for for turkey, bear, elk, and deer. And we use the Pope and Young and Boone and Crockett method, you know, for everything but the turkey. But yeah, we, you know, this is what we do. We put together a record book. We publish that record book every 3 years, and we list it, you know, by county. We keep track of the animal's score. We keep track of what weapon was used to harvest the animal, the gender of the hunter, and just, you know, the age. And we have a very large database that, you know, we have to maintain. We did just release in December. We started a new thing with buckfacts.com. It's F-A-X. It's our new website. And right now this website's just in its first stage. And basically right now it just, you're able to access the hunters, or our measures. We have 120 measures across the state. But eventually we're going to have that record book on an app on your phone. Ooh. And this fundraising banquet is you know, we're trying to raise money to get that record book where, you know, if you can go on our website, you can have an app on your phone and you can say, hey, I just shot a 140-inch deer in Ingham County. Where do I rank? And you could go right to our record book. And as soon as that entry is listed, you know, that website's going to be up to date. And, you know, we won't have to wait every 3 years for the record book like we've done in the last 30-plus years.
You know, that's fantastic. Speaking with Martin Hollerin here from Commemorative Bucks of Michigan. They do the scoring, the Pope and Young, the Boone and Crockett scoring for deer, bear, and elk in Michigan. Plus, they do turkey scoring. I don't know, for somebody as neurotic as me, Marty, wondering where I'm at on those things, you know, I'm going to, you know, get my phone battery to die even more. But no, it's cool because it doesn't, you know, I mean, look, luck has a lot to do with getting this book. I mean, look, we know the skill of hunting and everything else, but I've got two turkeys in there that I am just tickled to death to be, you know, recognized. But of course, they're both multiple bearded birds, so it's almost an automatic, which is cool.
It is with the turkeys, and you know, the turkeys, it is, and so much of it is luck and everything, but it's great to be able to get something to put in that book. And once your name goes in, you're in forever, you know. And I mean, we've had stuff coming in there from the early 1900s. Hey, my grandpa had this at our cabin. Can I measure and put it in? And, you know, we can put it, anything in that was ever harvested. And, you know, we just need to know the county, the weapon, and the date, and the hunter's name. And once your name goes in there, it's in forever.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's pretty important too. And again, to know that something that has been in the family could get that recognition keeps that legacy alive as well. And that's something important to a lot of people as well. Speaking with Martin Hollerin here from Commemorative Bucks in Michigan. Marty, I see you guys just added a safe with a mystery gun on there for auction as well.
We did. And I got a gentleman that's helping me with the banquet. Well, there's a few of us that are on the banquet here, and I told him, I don't even want to know what gun it is in there, but you go and pick. You're the only one that knows what's in there, you and the gun dealer. So he's putting the gun in there, and we're going to auction that off and just have a mystery gun. It's going to be a nice gun, and but like I said, I don't even know what's going to go in there. And in our live auction, you know, you've been to our banquets.
Oh, yeah.
We try to keep our live auctions short, you know, not a lot of items, so it doesn't drag on all night. But we have, I know some things that we have now. We have...
Okay, hang on. We're going to tease people with that, Marty. So hang on, and we'll talk a little bit about more and what's on the auction table and what they can expect coming up on the 26th of March. So hang on. More coming your way. We're being brought to you by Not Just Guns, Cedar Street 127 in Mason. This is Wild Michigan.
You can join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Hey, up in the backwoods, down in the holler. Old boy's feeling like a dog on a collar. Keeping that chain pulled tight. Waiting on Saturday night.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Very happy to have you here. Being brought to you by Conquest Sense and our friends. Commemorative Bucks of Michigan, March 26th at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Going to have their fundraiser and banquet. And that is why we're talking to Martin Holleran here. He is a member and measure with CBM, the Commemorative Bucks of Michigan. You can find them. BuckFax.com is their website. They're working on an app right now, which will have all of the information from their big game records, Michigan big game records books that has usually been coming out every 3 years, but we'll have that info on an app hopefully someday soon. Marty, I want to talk a little bit about measuring. You guys go through some training before you can become a measurer, because There is a process to this. There's the Boone and Crockett method, also the Pope and Young method for measuring. And this isn't something that, you know, you're breaking out the old just the measuring tape and going at it.
Right. No, it is a training course, and we are looking for new measures, and we are training. We're holding a class at the MUCC building in Lansing on June 11th is when that's scheduled, and they can go to our Facebook page right now and request a membership application. But it is a training course. It's an all-day course. It used to be a weekend course, but now, they've got it down to one day, and then you're sent home with an open book test, and you get the Boone and Crockett measuring manual and everything. So it is a intense course.
It is, because I mean there are certain points on antlers of the deer and the elk, measuring bear skulls, and the turkey thing, that one seems to be easy because there's no like drying time and it's just spurs and beards, but there is drying times and stuff like that for the antlers and the skull.
Yep. For the bear, elk, and deer, there's a 60-day drying period. And for the bear, some people get a little confused because it's 60 days after the skull is cleaned. So, that's a little – it's not necessarily like the deer where it's 60 days from when you harvested it. Mm-hmm. But it is quite – there's a lot of learning. And I started measuring in 1993 and – we were at the show in Novi this last weekend, and you still have things come across that, it's nice to have other people there to get their opinion, and you're opening up your manual to make sure you're doing it right. But yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I can see that, and hats off to you guys too for not being afraid to open up that manual, because, you want it done right. And nobody should question why you're going back to that manual just in case either, for that reason.
And it is something, and that is something that, our board of directors too, anything that's, going to be in the top three, class in the state, all of that has to be panel measured with a minimum of three measures. There is some crazy things out there, and we've all seen them and seen pictures of them. And when it comes time to putting tape on them, it's nice to have other people in a book there to always help you.
How often does that happen, though? I guess is the question that you guys have to have that panel together to really scrutinize the measuring so it's done right.
I think we've done three whitetails from the 21 season so far this year, that they've had three of them that were panel scored. And I could be off by that number, but I know if there's been three of them, and there's been some really big deer harvested this year too. So
now
it does happen.
Speaking with Martin Holleran here from Commemorative Bucks of Michigan, Marty, with the pandemic the past couple of years, have you seen an increase in scoring opportunities, or has there been a decrease, people just waiting? I mean, I know the numbers for people getting out hunting have been up because we've had more time, but what about the scoring end of things?
Well, this year we've been pretty busy. We do several shows, across the state, and what we found, people that have always brought their deers to the shows to get them measured by us, they didn't have the shows last year, so they're bringing 2 years, so we're getting a lot of 20s and 21s in. This year has been up. We've had some measures that just, didn't want other people in their houses, so that's waited. But the good thing is we can measure anything from any year. So it has been picking up with the few shows we've done this year.
Yeah, I was going to say shows, the numbers, people are getting out, but I still don't think the numbers are there. But the people, participating, the people buying into things is definitely up, which is cool.
Yes, I agree with you.
So now let's talk a little bit about what we can see at the banquet prize-wise coming up on March 26th at Soaring Eagle.
Oh, my gosh. We have so much. We have fish and charters. We have some handmade furniture. We're trying to get some of this stuff on our Facebook page because we haven't taken the training course yet to update our website. We're supposed to do that in the next couple of weeks. But our Facebook page, we're trying to get the pictures up on that. But we have handmade furniture. We have some handmade knives. We have fish and charters. We're doing the Mad Hatter game where we have a very nice gun, and you buy a commemorative bucks numbered hat either in the live auction or the silent auction, and you'll have a 1 in 12 shot to win that gun. We have an African safari that we're going to be auctioning off. We have kayaks. We have black stones. We have, we have tons of guns we have jewelry. We have trail cameras. I mean, we just got a little bit of everything.
There's a lot. And there's a lot going to be going on. That is for sure.
We're excited. We did the meal. We're going to have a buffet style meal. It's going to be beef tips, lemon cod, and oven crusted chicken is going to be the buffet. And then after our live auction, they're going to serve pizzas. So it's going to be, we have a $10 bottomless beer glass that you can get.
Okay. And, I'm there. Oh, wait, I'm there anyway.
So, yeah. So no, it's going to be good. All of our prizes, and we have Slayer Blinds, out of Charlotte. We're going to auction off one of his blinds. That can be delivered right to your property. It's just going to be a nice banquet.
All right, man. We're looking forward to seeing you there the 26th of March. More information via our website, wildmichiganradio.com, or BuckFax.com. Martin Hollerin, thank you so much. And thanks to our friends at Commemorative Bucks of Michigan.
Thank you, sir.
More Wild Michigan coming your way.